or so. Young, socially withdrawn people have been lured out of isolation and reconnected with society in an animal-assisted therapy programme that's been so successful it's set for expansion. As RTHK's Richard Pine reports, dogs are used to boost participants' self-confidence and equip them with basic life skills.
The Chinese Evangelical Zion Church began the two-year trial therapy programme in 2010. It identified 115 young people who had detached themselves from society and were in need of counseling. Henry Ng, General Secretary of the Church's Social Service Division, explains what characterizes socially withdrawn youths.
Social withdrawn youth is someone who disengaged from social networks. They have no schooling, they have no jobs, they have limited communication with their families.
Dogs were used as an icebreaker to get the participants to open up to new people. Rebecca Nan from Mongrel Club says dogs help to put the participants at ease.
I think they're more relaxed. They don't feel that anyone have a preconception on them. So they just come and kind of like play with the dog. And eventually they talk to us. They become more open up to new people.
In addition to counseling sessions, the program also provided dog grooming classes, helping participants to develop basic work skills and broaden social interaction. The trial program used just dogs, but Dr. William Fan, chairman of the Hong Kong Animal Therapy Foundation, said different animals can be used for patients with different problems.
For those people with interpersonal difficulties, then cat may be even better, because dogs are so often so friendly and so compliant. It's not difficult and not challenging to get related to them, but cats would be much more challenging. And so in that sense, cat might be more suitable.
The church's trial program has been very successful, with about half of participants going on to find employment. It says it now plans to expand the program to include a wider variety of animals.
And that's RTHK's Richard.